USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In his first interview since being named the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party, Joe Biden stated that despite the fact that a number of states have reopened, he would completely shut down the country if the flu and coronavirus combined to make it a worse situation.
I would be prepared to do whatever it takes to save lives, because we cannot get the country moving until we control the virus. In order to keep the country running and moving and the economy growing and people employed, you have to fix the virus. You have to deal with the virus.
In ABC's 2020 interview, Joe Biden also discussed his motives for choosing a woman of color as his running mate, stating that he did not feel any pressure to select a black woman. Biden said, although the two come from very different backgrounds with vastly different experiences, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are aligned on principles. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
American students accustomed to easy access to Canadian campuses are now facing unprecedented obstacles to continuing their education as the nation's borders remain all but closed due to COVID-19. Visas that were once processed in a week are now taking months to secure. Students have been asked to prove that their physical presence is essential, no matter that campuses and dormitories are open as learning shifts online. The impending school year creates a conundrum for the Canadian government and for some 500,000 international college students. Canada's international student policies are not far from those of the Trump administration, which originally planned to deport foreign students whose courses were fully online this fall. The House Ways and Means Committee issued a scathing report accusing the Trump administration of intentionally harming LGBTQ Americans and violating a congressional mandate to act in the best interest of children by permitting South Carolina's adoption and foster care agencies to turn away same-sex prospective parents. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A Postal Service bill has passed the House, but faces a battle in the Senate, and USA Radio's Wendy King has the story.
The House has approved a bill that provides $25 billion in funding to the U.S. Postal Service, and also includes a pushback to changes that critics say would cause major delays in mail-in ballots during the election. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells CNN that wasn't the only concern.
Of course, they don't want to do anything about the election, the $25 billion that would go to the Postal Service. And that's not about the elections only. It's about the coronavirus. It's about the nearly 100% of the prescriptions that go through the mail from VA for our veterans.
On ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
When you look at the bill that was passed yesterday, that bill was not a serious bill. It's $25 billion. It doesn't do anything to sustain the postal system long term. It's going nowhere.
It's been 3 months since the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis sparked nationwide protests against police brutality, calling for criminal justice reform. In California, lawmakers now have until August 31st to consider more than a dozen bills aimed at reducing, overseeing, and disciplining the kind of police violence that led to Floyd's death. A recent study by the American Civil Liberties Union found that fatal shootings by police officers did not appear to slow down amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Thanks for spending part of your time with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.